Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
4 o'clock hour, the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana show. Solana will be back next week. He was supposed to come back today. He was in Uruguay for a while. He flew home yesterday through Panama. Talked to him last night. He is sick as a dog, which we knew because every time he travels, he gets sick as a dog. He said he spent the last three nights in Uruguay with 101 fever. Hasn't gotten any better. He sounded terrible yesterday on the phone. So told him to take the day off today and Appel would fill in, which he has. And he will be back on Monday and we will... We'll kind of be in the swing of football season.
It's unfortunate timing with the format change coming over to FM, because if you were still only on WQAM, I said my W correctly there.
Well, we still are on WQAM and only WQAM.
WQAM 560 AM
gotcha.
Only.
Mm-hmm.
Solana might have been able to get away with showing up and doing the show sick, but because now we're on FM.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds, somebody had texted in earlier, man, I loathe the day that Crowder is phlegmy on FM because it is going to just travel through the airwaves. So we are now 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader, and we were excited when that happened yesterday at 2 o'clock, and we appreciate everyone who is listening on the FM dial. Listen, there are plenty of ways to get us still on AM, as Josh mentioned, 560 AM, but the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn app, you can get our podcast there. We've got the YouTube channel at the Hochman and Crowder playlist, Hochman, Crowder, and Solana playlist on the QAM YouTube channel. And obviously, you can listen live on the Odyssey app. You can time shift. So there's myriad ways to listen to us, but there is now a new way to listen, which is on the FM band, which is exciting for us. And again, it's 104.3 FM. If you want to tune in there, you can hear it and hear how it sounds. So 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader, and the FM signal. One of the things I was saying yesterday, Josh, was you're going to a Marlins spring training game up in Jupiter, you'd lose QAM after a while. Or you're leaving a game at night. You know, AM radio stations power down at night. As the sun goes down, the power that an AM station can churn out has to go down. That's a government mandate. And now with FM, 100,000-watt flamethrower that 104.3 is, there is no powering down. Like, you can hear it. You could listen in a stadium if you want to. Like, so the opportunity to listen to the radio station and not have dropouts and not lose it, you know, in a in a little geographic area is much greater now. So we appreciate that.
I mean, what could be better than Wombos from Homestead to Jupiter?
I mean, for 4 or 5 hours as you drive, Wombo after Wombo. So again, 104.3 FM WQAM. You can hear us there and it sounds crystal clear and we appreciate it. I guess we'll do headlines here with the pal. I want to do a training camp report also and get into what happened at joint practice today. And then you've got the Dolphins Bears preseason game number one. That is Sunday at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a pregame show, right? We're doing game day uncensored. I think it's a 2-hour version. Is that right, Jimmy?
I'm not 100% sure, but
I think it's a 2-hour version for preseason game day uncensored with Tobin and Solana and Omar, I believe, from 11 till 1 on Sunday. I'm going to double check that.
Yeah, I think it's either 11 a.m. or 10 a.m.
Yeah, so it's an abbreviated version. We'll do headlines here. I'll check on that. We'll do headlines with Josh Appel, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Okay, so I'm going to start with some hockey news here.
All right.
News. Matthew Tkachuk tells ESPN, this according to Greg Wyshynski, that he remains, quote, undecided about undergoing surgery before the 25-26 season, but did acknowledge the possibility that he'll miss the first 2 or maybe 3 months for the Panthers if he goes under the knife. He also said he also had some thoughts on the team being able to retain all their free agents, but it does seem like
he's definitely not going to be there at the beginning of the season.
We're saying it without saying it. Yeah. Elliot Friedman, also the Schefter of Canada, he said the other day that the Panthers are not likely to trade Evan Rodriguez, which is what everybody assumed they would do in order to get under the salary cap by the start of the season. It just seems more and more likely that Matthew Tkachuk will start on LTIR, long-term IR, until the Olympics. So
all right.
He can play for Team USA there.
Listen,
the Marlins
played a ton of hockey. Take a little time off. Gather your
thoughts. I'm good with it.
We'll by the way, Game Day Uncensored is 11 till 1 on Sunday. So before Miami and Chicago, Sunday at 1 o'clock, Game Day Uncensored on this radio station, 11 till 1. And there will be a post-game uncensored after the game as well.
Hawk, are you familiar with the curse of the Tequesta?
I am.
Okay, well, I think there might be something similar for the Marlins when it comes to playing in Atlanta. They blew another multi-run lead to the Braves on the road last night, dropping game one of their five-game series, 8-6. They led 6-2 going into the sixth inning. They will play game two tonight, 7:15. Edward Cabrera starts for the Marlins. They are 6.5 back in the wild card. We will see if the modern-day Barry Bonds, with a Willie Mays glove in center field, Jacob Marcy, is able to keep his hot streak going.
I believe the modern-day Barry Bonds is Matt Mervis, who is still unsigned, looking for a team to latch onto with the majors, with the minors, excuse me.
We both fell for the Mariners, quote-unquote, report yesterday on Twitter, and that's just how excited we are and how much we hope that
Matt Mervis... I mean, in all honesty, how is it possible that he's not signed with a minor league club right now?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I wonder maybe if teams are kind of full right now. Everybody just got...
Or could he be just choosing the right situation, like really looking it over, going, what would be my easiest path to get back up to the majors?
Certainly possible, but you also have to take into account that there's been a lot of shuffling around minor league baseball in general. The draft just finished. Teams have signed their draft picks. So there's a lot of turnover happening now in these organizations.
Is he,
so I would
is
imagine.
Is he a wealthy guy? Like, was he a top draft pick coming out?
I don't know.
Because, right, wasn't he like a major prospect for the Cubs? Like, didn't they expect huge things out of him?
They expected huge things, and he came up, and he had a really hot streak like he did with the Marlins,
right,
and then fell back down to earth after that. Matt Mervis has made about $500,000 in his major league career over the last three seasons.
Ooh.
So, good luck, Matt.
Yeah, he's not... All right, because sometimes these guys, you know, they don't latch on, but somehow they still had $15 million in signing bonuses or something.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Mervis, not in that situation.
Yeah. The Dolphins.
Very possible. You'll hear him doing headlines on this show.
I would probably do a better job than I am.
If things don't go well. You understand I'd have to side with him.
I would side with him two over me.
All right.
We were just talking about Game Day Uncensored here on Sunday. The Dolphins will start their preseason schedule Sunday at 1 o'clock in Chicago at Soldier Field. Joint practice with the Bears today. Tua, three interceptions after only one all of training camp. Tyreek Hill on the trip, was limited in practice yesterday. He has an oblique injury. Seems unlikely that he'll play on Sunday, as we have talked about plenty. Team bowling outing last night, courtesy of Tyreek Hill. Do you think they use the bumpers?
No. Okay. Crowder texts in regarding Matt Mervis. He sucks. Pay attention to the road, Crowder. That, by the way, was your training camp report. And your training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today.
It's crazy how Crowder has all of a sudden switched up on Matt
Mervis. I think all of you have shown your true... I'm wishing someone well? I mean, what does that even mean? I think all of you have shown your true colors where you forget these people are human beings as well, and you look at them as commodities. And all of a sudden, Matt Mervis has a few bad games and gets released, and it's he sucks and F him and I don't care about him. Guy was the greatest friend to this program that we've ever had from the Marlins since Corey Dickerson.
I never told him to F off.
Well, you've thought it.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we're all part of the Marcy militia now.
No, I'm on the Mervis militia. I'm not going anywhere, and I can't wait. And I'm wherever he signs, I'm moving.
Right after we went to FM?
Yeah, that's right. I hope he goes to the Savannah Bananas.
It'd be fun.
It would be great.
Jack
he gets
Jones.
A call. Hey, Matt, it's your agent calling. I've got a team on the line. Oh, all right. They want to know if you can juggle.
I'm imagining you as a special guest for Matt Mervis and his walk up is a Hall & Oates song.
Oh, I mean, would that not be the greatest?
Jack Jones of the Dolphins, he left the field with an injury earlier today, but did tweet out that it was only cramps, so he is okay. So I guess the mystery is back alive whether or not we will see Jack Jones play on Sunday. Right. Cam Smith did not practice. Alec Ingold remains in concussion protocol.
Cam Darren Smith Waller, didn't practice. Why? Doesn't he need to be out there?
Yeah, you would think.
Like, is he think. Like? Why didn't he practice? Do we know?
I believe it's a hamstring.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's a hamstring. But some sort of injury.
That guy's on his last legs, no?
I mean, you nailed it. If you are Cam Smith, a high draft pick, and you've had nothing but trouble getting on the field, you would think that you would do anything in your power to stay on the field try and earn your spot.
Right, and I'm not suggesting that he's not doing that. He's obviously not practicing for a reason, but I didn't know if there's something greater at play there.
No one knows.
Interesting.
And that's probably not going to end well for Cam Smith here. Darren Waller also on the trip. They're starting to ease him back into things. He's still on the PUP list. Effie Melifonwu, who's going to start opposite Micah Fitzpatrick at safety, they're easing him back into practice as well. Hawk, congratulations. It was a big day for you yesterday. You got your hair back. You gained a few inches in height, and you won your first quarter bet last night with the Bengals.
You're
off to a hot start.
I'm on a heater.
In the NFL season, Anthony Richardson dislocated his pinky on like the fourth play of the game against the Ravens last night for the Colts. He is reportedly going to be back at practice.
Not as bad as it looked, right?
Correct. Yeah, not as bad as it looked. I saw some folks maybe saying that he went to the fencing position last night, but it was just a dislocated pinky.
Yeah.
On his throwing end, though. The Heat announced today that forward Haywood Highsmith underwent successful surgery to repair a meniscal tear in his right knee. He will be out 8 to 10 weeks while rehabbing.
Right.
Inter Miami, they're through to the quarterfinals of the League's Cup, where they will face Tigres on the 19th of August at 4 p.m. at home. Their next league match in MLS is this Sunday night against Orlando City in the Florida Derby, the Florida Clasico, El Clasico del Sol, you know, whatever. There's a million names for it. You pick your favorite one. Weather, same as it was earlier. Partly cloudy. High hot humid.
Somebody texts in on the text line, Ben Volen sucks. So I'm guessing they're listening a little bit late on time shifting on the app there and just getting to our discussion about Drake May and Mac Jones. Because Drake May does get like weird positive pub, as did Mac Jones. I'm not buying into New England till I see something.
Yeah, and look, he showed flashes last year. He had 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, showed athleticism. Like, he was the hope for New England last year, where it was really tough. But you saw, all right, there's something there with Drake May. And you would hope so, because they took him in the top 10. I agree with you, though. I need to see what this looks like. I need to see if Stephon Diggs has the same type of ability coming off of his knee injury and whatever was in those baggies on the boat that he was on the offseason. And Mike Vrabel. I mean, there's a lot of hype around Mike Vrabel. And normally, I feel like when you're a team that wins the offseason and you have the hot new name at head coach, I don't know, sometimes fails to meet expectations. The AFC East is tough. The AFC is tough. I'm with you. Got to believe it to see it.
I just don't know what's going on, though, with Drake May and the Patriots versus Tua and the Dolphins. Because, like you said, oh, he shows flashes. What did you say, 15 touchdowns and 10 interceptions?
Yep. Yep.
Tua has had statistically incredible seasons. So I don't know why people don't extrapolate that out that way, the way that they're doing with Drake May. That's the part that confounds me.
Did you see or read the Warren Sharp thread that I sent to you a couple of days ago? I read it on the air while you were out. I can go over it again really quickly.
Because, what was it?
It was basically talking about the narrative, the perceived narrative around Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa, and how it doesn't really match up.
That's my point. It's a false narrative, right? So why does that narrative exist?
It's a great question, and I think it's just because they see when the Dolphins finally get to that big stage where everybody's watching in prime time, they see the same thing every time.
That's
they don't see
the day-to-day.
They don't see the games that Spero Dides and Adam Archuleta are calling.
That's the problem. It's not even a joke. That's literally the problem. When they're on prime time, it's Tua in the fencing position, or them getting blown out, or them being unable to muster any offense, but it's not the complete picture. But that's nationally what the audience sees.
So just a refresher, Mike McDaniel with Tua Tagovailoa is 25-13. That's the seventh best record in the NFL. Tua Tagovailoa is the only quarterback in the NFL to rank top five in EPA and success in each of the last 3 years. He's number three in EPA, number three in success, number two in yards per attempt, number two in completion percentage, number two in explosive play rate the last 3 years combined.
I mean, like, what am I missing there that people aren't high on him as a quarterback? And I get the injury knock. I get it. But I don't understand how you could look at him statistically and say, oh, yeah, Drake May, there's the quarterback of the future in the AFC East. I'm just missing something there.
It's one of those things where people are buying into the potential that he has. And it's
sure,
there.
Sure.
But to your point, you've seen Tua produce when he's healthy, and you've only got one season worth of a sample size with Drake May, who might be good, but we don't know yet. And it's pretty definitive.
I just think what happens with Tua is, and again, I think I mentioned it earlier in the week, it happened with Peyton Manning. He could never win a Super Bowl until he won the Super Bowl. And right. With Tua, people are like, oh, he can never win a big game. He can never win a postseason game. Okay, but you think he's going to go his entire career without winning a big marquee game or a postseason game? I don't. So that narrative is going to end at some point.
I hate doing this too, because it was time to get rid of him when they got rid of him. I mean, Ryan Tannehill left here and went to the AFC Championship game.
Yes, and I do think sometimes people need a change of scenery because things do become just tainted wherever they are. It was time. Tannehill was a good quarterback. It was time for him to go, though. There's no question.
Back-to-back seasons with a knee injury that kind of – it was honestly very similar to Tua getting hurt right before the playoffs.
Yep.
Again, after that in that Packers game.
With Matt Moore.
Remember that – yeah. That Dolphins season with Jay Ajayi and Adam Gase was a fun team. That's the type of team that wins in the playoffs. They run the ball well and they play solid defense. And then Ryan Tannehill got hurt and they had to start Matt Moore. And all due respect to Matt Moore,
he got knocked out.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then near the sideline. Yeah. That was
something about Dolphin quarterbacks in the sideline playing against the Steelers. Pat White.
Rough hit, man. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got more to come on this Football Friday, an FM Football Friday.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jimmy. This was Matt Mervis's walk-up song. Making me sad on a football Friday. Let me tell you something. Lone Depot Park never rocked as much as when you heard this and saw Matt Mervis starting to walk to the plate. You disagree with that, Josh?
Yeah.
I would say he's responsible for the 7 most exciting moments in Marlins history in the last 20 years.
I love the idea of saying that after that. It just last weekend played one of the most exciting games in front of a sold out crowd at that stadium.
Well, you didn't see what was going on with the Jumbo Shrimp during that series, because I would submit to you, you know, the Jumbo Shrimp where Matt Mervis inexplicably has been released from, you know, the Jumbo Shrimp are like 26 games over 500.
They're having an unbelievable year.
Unbelievable year because of Matt Mervis. And they shadow ban him. It's unbelievable.
Is it?
Yes, it's unbelievable. The guy has 400 home runs this season between the minors and the majors, and he doesn't have a team. What are we doing?
I think it's fair to say that about the Jumbo Shrimp.
Yes. Like, what are you doing? And I understand no pathway for him to the majors and give him a chance, but you know what? Ride out the season with them. Let the Mervis train take you through to, what do they have, like some sort of World Series or something?
They have the playoffs, yeah. I believe if it's the same as when I was in minor league baseball, the champion of the divisions from each half play in the playoffs, and then there's a championship after that.
Because I know when they won the first half of the season, they said, we've punched our ticket to the playoffs for the first time in whatever, so... Anyway, let me read you what Omar Kelly wrote in the Miami Herald about Dolphins practice today, because we were talking with Crowder about, you know, the narrative needing for them to be tougher and Mike McDaniel jumping into the scrum today. Omar Kelly writes, Kevin Byard II didn't like how D. Eskridge blocked him during one of the final red zone snaps for the Miami Dolphins first team offense. So the Chicago Bears starting safety grabbed the receiver's face mask and tried to snatch his helmet off. Fists began flying immediately. This is such an unbelievable quote from Kevin Byard. I made sure I had him and let him know that he's a little boy. Do you ask Ridge a little guy, I'm guessing?
Let's see.
Because the column from Omar Kelly goes on to say that Tyreek Hill cradled Dee Eskridge off the field like a toddler. So if Tyreek did that, I'm guessing Dee Eskridge is a little guy.
He's listed at 5'9".
All right. So he's Mike Nathaniel in pads and a helmet. Shoves were exchanged and the field was charged by both sides, especially after Dolphins center Aaron Brewer and an unidentified Bears defensive lineman exchanged punches of their own. Next thing we know, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel's running into the middle of the 30-plus player skirmish, unsuccessfully attempting to separate the mob. Retired former Dolphins offensive lineman Teron Armstead, who was in attendance, walked on the field to carry Brewer off, and Tyreek Hill, who sat out Friday's practice because of an oblique injury, picked up Dee Eskridge as if he's a toddler, putting him over his shoulder to walk him out through the back of the end zone. Oh no, Dolphins safety Minkah Fitzpatrick said when asked about McDaniel getting in the middle of the melee. That's very dangerous. We need our head coach. We don't want him to be hurt. McDaniel clearly survived. It happens, McDaniel said after Friday's spirited practice, which might provide a rematch during Sunday's 1 p.m. preseason game. You guys usually don't see it. The melee was heated, but that moment personified what we saw for 2 hours from the Dolphins and Bears during Friday's joint practice as two NFL franchises were fighting to create a new identity, literally and figuratively. The Dolphins want to become tougher. The Bears showed them there's still work to be done. This is an NFL camp practice. Everybody has a chip on their shoulder. You got guys fighting for roster spots, guys trying to feed their families. It's going to be aggressive. It's going to be passionate, Fitzpatrick said. Obviously, you don't want to see anybody hurt, but it gets chippy and feisty. At the end of the day, you're asking whole grown men to be violent, but not get passionate about it. I think that's a tough ask. But, Omar writes, it was certainly a good excuse for both franchises, which is why teams hold these joint practices, because they are a phenomenal way for coaches to gauge where their teams are at. The Dolphins' defense, which was led by inside linebacker Jordan Brooks, who pulled down the defense's lone interception and just so happened to throw a punch at one of his own teammates during a heated sideline moment, held his own against the Bears. Especially in the final red zone period, where Chicago was kept out of the red zone in all three tries. The final play of two-hour practice was rookie defensive tackle Zeke Biggers producing a would-be sack on Chicago quarterback Tyson Bagent on a third-down play. The defense's performance was a positive, but on the flip side, Miami's offense got pushed around most of Friday's practice, delivering the worst performance of training camp's first 3 weeks. Tua Tagovailoa, who had only thrown one interception all camp, was picked off three times, and the last interception was during the final red zone period when Bears linebacker Tremaine Edmonds pulled down a pass he would have returned for a pick six. Jaylen Waddle and Devon Achane both got laid out by Bears defenders, which gave both of Miami's top playmakers physical hits that took them to the ground in a practice that wasn't supposed to include tackling. Chicago's defense was ultra-physical, and it's clear that the Dolphins' offense clammed up. Receivers and tight ends were consistently rerouted. Miami's offensive line committed at least six penalties. Four of them were false starts. Let me tell you, if that's a harbinger of what's to come during the regular season, I'm going to blow a gasket because those false starts were killing me last year. Absolutely killing me. I'm sorry to editorialize. Miami's offensive line committed.
So those weren't Omar's words?
Miami's offensive line committed at least six penalties. Four of them were offensive false starts. Tailback Alexander Mattison committed two fumbles, and Zach Wilson committed a turnover on a quarterback-to-center exchange. In those moments, it didn't feel like I put the ball away, Mattison said, explaining his turnovers. I have to hone in on the fundamentals. He's far from being alone, Omar writes. Overall, The Dolphins would have committed 6 turnovers against the Bears if it was live action. No team can survive that in a game that matters. Outside of Miami's ability to run the ball with some efficiency, especially behind the left side of the offensive line, it was clear that the Dolphins' offense needs to dial up its focus and intensity. Sunday's pregame provides Miami a much-welcomed rematch, so it will be interesting to see if the Dolphins' offense exits its corner swinging, showing the fight South Florida's NFL franchise will need to keep 2025 from becoming a disaster.
I know earlier I said that you can't really extrapolate much from these scrimmages, these joint practices, and really the preseason in general. However, Alexander Mattison, I'm good.
I thought people were high on him a little bit after training camp.
Yeah, I'm okay on that one. I'd rather see Ollie Gordon. I'd rather see Jalen Wright. I'd rather see Devon Achane. Like, I'm good on Alexander Mattison.
I remember you saying that from last season, watching him last season.
Yeah. Maybe he'll make them better in getting third and ones and fourth and ones, maybe. But he's not an explosive player. I think that they have two other guys back there who are more than capable. And really, it comes down to whether or not the O-line can block and push the line forward and create some movement there to get the yardage needed on these short yardage plays that they've struggled with so much the last couple of seasons. I just like the Alexander Mattison thing. I would love to be wrong, but I just see him being completely ineffective for that.
The interesting thing to me from Omar's column there in the Miami Herald is I'm very high on the offense. I think the offense is their strong suit. I do think the defense is very good too, aside from the secondary, right? And mm-hmm. and that remains to be seen. So it concerns me a little bit that the offense was that seemingly out of sorts. Again, I didn't watch it. I'm only reading the tweets and reading the columns from the reporters who were there. But that makes me a little concerned because, you know, this offense should, and again, when I say it should be a honed machine at this point, I mean, after three seasons, right. I'm not talking about, you know, first joint practice of the season, but that's what training camp is for and preseason games as well. But I guess we'll have to see Sunday. I don't know what we're looking for on Sunday because I really don't know who's going to play. So I'm not necessarily certain what I'm really looking for.
I just want to see some of the younger guys play well. But to your point, like this has been Clay Ferraro talked to us about this earlier this week. The pre-snap stuff, the getting the play in late.
That
is infuriating.
Like, that is.
And it all builds up to this. And I look, again, it's joint practice number one. I don't know what was going on out there. I don't love reading that they had this many operational issues, especially with Tua under center there. But I'll worry about that if I'm seeing it in all three preseason games. I'll worry about that if I'm seeing it again in week one in Indianapolis against the Colts.
Yeah. Well, they're underdogs there too. All right. We're going to take a break here on this Football Friday on the FM dial. I mean, Jimmy, how's your guts been today, by the way? You didn't have to run to the bathroom at all. You feeling better after yesterday?
A lot better.
All right. Than you eat a little white bread or something? Did you create a little base for the stomach before today's show?
Yeah, I had a Costco glizzy.
Did you have a Costco glizzy today?
Yeah.
That's his go-to lunch. He loves the Costco dog.
Settle your stomach?
What's that?
And that's supposed to settle your stomach, Jimmy?
Well, not necessarily, but the bun is a good stomach settler. And Costco, yeah, for sure. That's an elixir, Josh. That's a
Do they char the dogs at Costco?
No, they boil them.
Really? They're boiled?
Huh.
I don't love a boiled hot dog.
Neither do I. Out on it.
Yeah, I like a nice, crispy, well-done glizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, we're going to take a break here. Did you really have a Costco dog for lunch, Jimmy?
Yes, I had a Costco
dog. He loves it. How often do you get that for lunch?
No, not very often anymore. I used to get them often, but like...
You just stop in at Costco just to get lunch? Because people do that.
Yeah. I just stopped to get lunch and then left.
You have a Costco card, Josh?
I have one via my parents.
Mm.
How many booms was that hot dog, Jimmy?
6 booms.
We're doing that still? We're doing booms?
I mean, they're still a thing.
Are they? I mean,
At the very least, the Rizzler was on Theo Von the other day.
Yeah, he was. He was. Man, I felt for Theo Von there because Rizzler was given one and two word answers. That's tough way to do an hour.
Theo Von's speed, though.
Tough way to do an hour, man. That's a tough way to do an hour. I saw a cameo from the Island Boys yesterday. I sent that to you. Did you see it?
Oh, my God.
I sent it to you on Instagram. I mean, talk about, are they still around? The Island Boys,
apparently.
And gentlemen. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more of this Football Friday on 104.3 FM WQAM.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know who this is, Josh? I see you bobbing your head to the music. Do you know who this is?
I need to hear the words first.
All right. You're about to hear it on QAM FM.
Didn't Len tell us not to do this?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I know this song, but I have no idea who it's by. I got nothing.
Wow. Failed.
I know the song. I just don't know who it's by.
Boom, boom, boom. It's Depeche Mode.
It's Depeche?
Depeche Mode.
I thought it was Depeche.
Stop it.
Swear.
Stop it.
I've only ever read the name of the band. I've never actually heard it pronounced.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, Depeche Mode. I mean, one of the biggest bands from the 80s. That's funny. So you thought it was Depeche Mode.
Yep.
Wow. Someone texted in, and correct me if this is incorrect. They say you do not need a Costco card to avail yourself of a Costco hot dog. Is that true?
Never tried it.
Actually, they don't let you do that.
Jimmy, call Costco.
Yeah, Jimmy, call Costco. Call Costco and ask them if I can go get a glizzy without a card. No, you've done so well this week. I'm not going to punish you. But you, because that would make sense, because you're not checking out. But do they check your card at the little cafeteria?
No, they like at the entrance. They scan your card now.
Oh, just to get in, you have to scan your card.
Scan in. But if you try to go to the food court, they'll tell you have to go through the entrance.
Interesting. Yeah. So maybe I could go there and just get a hot dog.
I mean, you can try, but you might get turned away.
Might get bounced.
Yeah.
I don't. The Costco pizza is better than the Costco hot dog. Looks more appetizing.
Have you had the Costco za, Jimmy?
Yes, it's really good.
Yeah. I have not been to a Costco, I don't think, in 15 years, maybe 20 years. We don't have a Costco card. I don't understand the need for one. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't understand the love of Costco. I don't get the whole thing. Hey, you can shop in our store if you pay us. Okay. And also, when you leave, we're not putting anything in bags. So just kind of find a spot in your back seat for all the goods that you've purchased.
Well, they do have like the paper, not paper. Yeah, the paper like boxes that you can put your stuff in.
But it's like you're using just these secondary boxes that they've discarded. Like, and it's like, hey, try and go ahead and find one. It's like, but in the meantime, people are driving out of there. They've got, six cans of baked beans just flopping around in the back seat, and they paid for the right to do that? What am I missing?
I know. I see people like coming out with 86 TVs.
Yeah, I don't get
out
it.
Of the store.
My dad swears by Costco, only gets his gas from Costco.
That I've heard.
Me too.
Yeah. It's cheaper there, apparently. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. It comes with a membership. But, I mean, I've left the Twin Peaks and Davie that we used to do the show from, and the line for gas at that Costco is all the way out to the highway.
There's one in Boca. There's a Costco in Boca on Congress, and you can't get near the place. Like, I drive by and I'm like, people are paying for the right to wait and drive around the parking lot to try to find a spot to then get out with no bags and just start throwing cans in the back of your car? What are we doing?
I mean, you can go to Publix and get a 12-pack of Coke Zero, or you can go to Costco and get a 48-can pallet of Coke Zero.
Right.
Actually, if you order a pizza, you can have it with a Coke Zero because they have Coca-Cola now.
That's right. The cafeteria there at Costco has notoriously only had Pepsi products, and they've just switched to Coke.
Great decision.
But I just don't understand this love affair people have with Costco. I guess if you're the Brady Bunch and you've got eight people at home, I'm including Alice, of course. Actually, no, that'd be nine people.
I don't know who that is.
But I don't understand the notion, I've got me, my wife, my son. But I know plenty of people who have like two people in the house or three people in the house, and they find it necessary to go buy 90 rolls of toilet paper at Costco. I don't understand it. The Ticket Wizard loves Costco, does all his shopping at Costco. I don't understand. Everyone I know who goes to Costco is aggravated by the experience because it's a mob scene, you can't park, and then you have no bags going out, but they're there every weekend fighting the same crowd. I don't understand it.
I love the idea of 72 cans of Coke Zero that I can buy all at once.
Like, why do I, first of all, I like going to Publix. Hey, do they have lottery machines at Costco, Jimmy?
Unfortunately, they do not.
Boom! There's a reason why I love going to Publix. I walk in there. It doesn't matter what I'm getting. I stop by, get myself a little $10 cash pop. I mean, I don't understand this Costco's thing. I just don't get it.
The lottery tickets at Costco are the friends you make along the way in every aisle.
All right, we got to take a break. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.